Two patients here. First patient, Andony, spelled A-N-D-O-N-Y. Last name, Parra, P-A-R-R-A. Date of birth, 5/29/05. Date of service, 12/30/22. This is a young man here which complains, he's 17 years old, complains of white spots on his forearms. He first noticed it about 6 months ago. It was worse in the summertime. Skin has always been intact. There's been no injury or trauma, no scrape, no burn. It's just he's noticed these white patches. His mom wanted that evaluated as well. No other issues verbalized today. He has normal activities. He hasn't recently been ill. No chest pain or shortness of breath. He carries on his everyday routine in normal form and fashion. No fevers as well, no cough. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 101 over 60, pulse 60, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98%. On room air, current weight 159. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for any drugs, alcohol, smoking, or secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today, none. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Examination of bilateral arms extending from mid-bicep and downward distally. Patient does have various hypopigmented areas, possibly resembling tinea versa color. So we will follow that line of reasoning today, and that is a diagnosis for today. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, tinea versa color. Patient will be given nystatin cream. He will apply that twice a day to the area in question. He will take a picture of his arms prior to doing this, and he will return to clinic in 1 month for follow-up. If this is not successful, he will need to be referred to a dermatologist. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Aileen Parra. Aileen is spelled A-I-L-E-E-N. Parra is the last name, P-A-R-R-A. Date of birth, 6/25/16. Date of service, 12/30/22. This is a six-year-old little girl having, she calls it a scab on the palmar surface of her left hand. In reality, it is a wart. She noticed that approximately 2 months ago, it grew to a certain size, approximately 6 millimeters in diameter, and has stayed at that particular size in the last month. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Patient has not been ill, not running any fevers, no coughs, maintains normal activities, no nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Period, new paragraph. Otherwise normal, healthy little girl. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 94 over 59, pulse 83, respiration 16, temperature 97.4, oxygenation 99% on room air. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current weight is 50 pounds. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. Well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Examination of that palm surface of the left hand, indeed, it does reveal a lesion. It is a common wart. We will not remove that today. She does not want me to use the hyphricator and burn it off, and we do not have any liquid nitrogen at our facility today, period, new paragraph. I've advised her she could go see a dermatologist and they could remove it there, or she could apply an over-the-counter product, which seems to work well. I've advised Compound W, or she can get a wart removal freeze-off kit and do this at home as well. Period. Paragraph, mom prefers to do the at-home kit. She will give that a try, and if this doesn't work, she'll return to clinic, and at that point, we'll take care of it. Period. New paragraph, I've answered all her questions today. No other issues brought forth.